This is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am back with my next guest. I am so happy to welcome Catherine Williams to Joy on Paper again. And Catherine, this book is amazing. It is called Weird But True World 2024. Incredible facts, awesome photos, and weird wonders for this year and beyond. Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
Wow. This book, every time I get a Nat Geo book, I always say, this is the greatest book. But I'm not sure if I'm going to have to say that, because this is really the greatest book. I love this book. I'm crazy about this book. It is so beautiful. It is so big and beautiful and beautiful. And, oh, of course, whenever I have a Nat Geo book in my hand, that yellow border sends me into a thrill zone. Because it was my childhood joy to always read Nat Geo magazines. And this one, you went bonkers on this book.
I love to hear that. We did. Weird But True World 2023 last year, and this is the second edition of this book. It's a book of weird and wonderful things from all around the world. We cover every continent, the ocean, and space. And I thought when we did the first one, because it's a huge book and it's full of awesome stuff, that there was no way we were going to be able to make another one as good. But I actually think this edition is even better than the first.
It is. I mean, how can I keep doing this? It's just so good. I get such a thrill. I could go through this book over and over, and I have. Of course, we have beautiful photography, but some of it is like, it's so incredible. I can't believe it. It's like, is it real? The photos are so perfect. I don't know where to start. I want to start with one that really grabbed me. Laguna Garzon Bridge. I thought this bridge in Uruguay is so smart. This is the one that's done in like a circle. And I thought, why hasn't anybody done this bridge? I would love to drive on this bridge.
So this bridge is part of a selection we have in our South America chapter on weird roads and weird cars and weird rides. So this bridge is a perfect circle that goes over a body of water in Uruguay.
And the design is so clever. You know, if you can make something beautiful, something that's everyday, but turn it into something beautiful so easily. I would never have thought of this, but now that I see this, I'm hoping that across the world people will say, well, just turning the bridge into a circle. And of course, it was done partly to reduce the impact of the construction, to make it, a better environmentally designed, use. But it's so cute that I'm sure everybody who drives on this bridge will get a smile on their face.
Yeah, there's another bridge also we have in the book in the Asia section, which is far away from the South American part of the book. But that's a bridge, that's a golden bridge that's being held up by a giant hand sculpture. So we have another very different bridge, but a good example of the ways that people take kind of ordinary things around the world, bridges, roads, and they make them weird and they make them really special. And I think, people all over the world seem to be just doing things just to make life a little more fun, make it a little more beautiful.
That is one of the wonderful things when you have people who are not just looking for function, but looking also just to make something look nice. It's like the Eiffel Tower. They plan to rip that thing down. They just put it up. They put it up for an exposition, and they were just going to rip it down afterwards. Wow, can you imagine that?
No.
But then you have clever people who do that, and then, of course, you have nature that does some really wild things. There's one picture in here that I looked at it. I've looked at it maybe a dozen times, and I keep saying, it's fake. Now, I know National Geographic photographers don't submit fake photos, but this one is so strange. And this is called Rainbow Mountain in Vinicunca. This Rainbow Mountain, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very cool, and I think it's kind of neat that this book is completely illustrated by photos. So they're all real, but there are some photos in the book that I had to fact check, double check, because they do look so stunning. And this is it's hard to describe to listeners. You know, you really need to see the photo of it, but. In Peru, there's this rainbow mountain that is just covered in these stripes of yellow and red, and it just looks like a painting. But it
does. It looks like the kind of drawing a very talented kid would do. If you said, "Well, here's a box of Crayolas, draw a mountain," and the layers, each a different color. I want to go to Peru just to. I want to check out your National Geographic photographer.
I know. I wish they would send me. They've never sent me to Peru, but it would be nice.
Yeah. Well, you are like one of the main super duper editors there. So then there's another one that also looks like again a children's drawing, and this is the one in Namib, It's a national park in Namibia. This one is of a sand dune, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it is another one that looks like it could be a painting, but it's actually a photo, and this is a giant sand dune in the desert in Namibia, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's almost, the largest one is almost 300 feet tall, and so it just looks like you're looking up at this big orange wall instead of a sand dune.
Wow, it's so wonderful. I love this book. I just love this book. And when you, you get to, as an editor, they bring all these photos to you and they say, whoa, let's, which ones are we going to use? It's quite a job.
Yeah, so part of my job is to, kind of like we talked about, make sure there's a good mix of human things humans have made, festivals, but also a lot of natural wonders and animals and things like that. So I'm trying to keep a balance and also make sure that everything really does feel weird and different.
It does. Like Twin Town. I thought that one was great.
Yeah, that one is special to me because I'm a twin myself, and this is a town in Africa that has the highest population of twins in the world, and it's kind of an odd thing that people don't really know why it's in Nigeria, why this town has so many twins in it, but they have a festival of twins, too, where twins can come. Celebrate being twins.
You know, on that same page is this loudest insect, which, again, for photography, you cannot beat Nat Geo. This insect, a sub-Saharan Africa insect, is so strange looking.
Yeah. So this is a thorn tree cicada, and it is as loud as a rock concert. It's hard to imagine that there's a cicada louder than the ones we have in North America, but this one is the record holder.
Wow, it's just like, you had so much fun going through this. So what are some of your favorite ones?
One of my favorites, I mean, I have so many. I really love the weird sports section we have in the European chapter. So one of the weird sports we feature is extreme ironing by way of the United Kingdom. And it's a competition where people iron clothes in as weird places as they can think of. So we have a photo of someone with an ironing board and an iron set up underwater, and they're in a scuba suit. But they also have people who bungee jump ironing and iron on mountains and all kinds of weird places. So I think that one's really fun and silly. And then on the same page, we have pumpkin paddling. So there's a photo of a woman that's inside this giant pumpkin that's been hollowed out, and she's paddling in a river, racing like she's in a kayak, but it's a giant pumpkin. So I really love those because they're so silly and wacky, and the photos are awesome.
Well, I love that one. When I was raised in northern Michigan, and we would try to grow, the kids would try to grow large pumpkins, and we would have like little contests who got the largest one. And I remember one year when my little brother was born, we did put him in a pumpkin. So yeah, I love that one. I thought that just reminded me of him.
That's so cute. I would love to sit inside of a giant pumpkin.
We still call him Pumpkin.
Oh. That's funny. One thing happens in your life and then you're set forever.
Yeah, for the rest of your life. And it just continued on. It's a fond memory. But that one, that picture of, and I think they do grow so big. It's sometimes amazing. You know, it's on a 18-wheeler truck.
Yeah. Yeah, they're huge. It's very cool to see these pumpkins. And yeah, the pumpkin paddling that we featured takes place in Germany, but they also have like a whole pumpkin festival for these giant pumpkins.
When you go through different areas of the world, African plants, that I love that one because I'm always interested in plants, and I love wild Madagascar. I've always wanted to go there. And I love all the animals there, really strange ones, particularly that giraffe-necked weevil.
Oh, yeah. I also love the Madagascar. I love all the animals, and Madagascar has particularly wonderful ones. But yeah, the giraffe-necked weevil, I don't know if listeners know what a weevil looks like on their own, but it's this little bug, and this giraffe-necked weevil has a really long neck, just like a giraffe. It's well named, and it's a very bizarre creature, and we have it labeled as weirdly cute. We have throughout the book animals that are kind of, you wouldn't think they're cute, but we've decided they're weirdly cute.
Well,
so the giraffe.
It is weirdly cute, but it would scare you to death.
Yes, it might be weird to see out in the world what this strange creature is, because it really doesn't look like any bug that I see regularly.
No, definitely. If you were having a picnic, you know, and suddenly this weevil came along, it freaked me out.
Yeah, I hear that. I think I have no idea. Now I know what it is, so I would be able to tell everyone. Don't worry, that's a giraffe next week.
Yeah. One of the ones I love, this Muju Firefly Festival.
Yeah. So the Firefly Festival takes place in South Korea, I believe, and celebrating the fireflies of the area, which for whatever reason they really thrive there. There's the right conditions and the environment for fireflies.
Again, I mean, it's a photo. I have to keep telling myself, that's a photo of real fireflies. I love that. I love that one. When you, and the monkey buffet is also pretty great.
Yeah. So this is kind of a clever spread on animal-related things in Asia. So we have the festival, a food festival, and we have a picture in Thailand, and we have a picture of monkeys having a banquet at a temple. And then on the same page, we have these giant dinosaur sculptures in China, where the dinosaurs are look like they're kissing.
And one of the ones I really love is breathtaking builds. The buildings that are shaped. I've always wanted, like, if I had money to have an extra house, I would do something like that. I was going to do a tree house like in Tarzan, but some of these, I think I want that pot house, that teapot house.
Yeah, there are some like really fun houses in here that people live in. One is shaped like a pineapple, so you could live like SpongeBob. There's all kinds of things people are building, their weird houses. I can give you a sneak peek of, we're actually working on the third book now, and one thing that we're featuring in that one is someone building their house totally out of garbage, and then tourists come and they add garbage to this garbage house, and it looks like a piece of art.
Well, that is a good way to recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, when you go through all the photos that they have, this must be so much fun for you.
It is fun. It's fun to, so I, you know, I work on this one. It's just a list of things and words, and I go through and I work with writers to approve everything and decide if it's weird, but it really like comes together when I get to see what our photo researchers and photographers find, and it's so exciting to see them for real.
Well, like body parts, that section is quite it's an eye opener.
Yeah. So there's I believe is that in Asia, correct?
Yeah, the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a building that's shaped like a high heel shoe. There's, I think that's the same place where the hand is holding up the bridge. So we have this section on body parts, and it's all these giant things that people have built that are shaped like different body parts or shoes or things like that.
Oh, it's amazing. I think that the giant glass slipper church, and that's in Taiwan, think it's amazing. I think it's really cool. I would like that one. I used to love high heels. I used to wear spike heels all the time. I had dozens, and I wasn't as bad as Imelda Marcos, but I did have dozens of pairs of spike heels, and I think I'd like that one. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it would look, if it was a bit smaller, it would be pretty cool for to wear, but it's a very cool building. It's made out of these like 300 glass panels, so the whole thing is glass. It kind of looks like a Cinderella.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Now, one of the things that, of course, I love about Nat Geo books, I love all the quizzes and all of the maps and everything like that, and you have a lot of great quiz whiz stuff in here.
Yeah, so we have, in every chapter, we have a quiz that where kids can test their knowledge of what they've read in the chapter. We also have personality quizzes that are just for fun, so you answer all these questions and it'll tell you, what a fun day out would be in that particular area for you. So those were really fun to make. We have a lot of like little bits of things, facts that pop out, and then we also have maps, really kid-friendly maps of every continent with weird places marked on every map, and they're really fun and easy to read. So you can see every country that you're going to read about in the chapter.
It is a marvelous book. It's so beautiful. And it is something that will give people hours and hours of pleasure. I mean, many hours, because you will pick this book up over and over again, because you never get tired of looking at, well, you never get tired of looking at the photographs. And there is this one. I mean, I would love to know how this photographer got this picture. And it is the bird of paradise in New Guinea. And it's, again, it doesn't look real. How does it look? And I mean, it is such, nature is so fantastic. And that's one of the joys of National Geographic. For over 100 years, you guys have been bringing us these wonderful, wonderful stories, wonderful photographs that just fill our lives and our minds with joy. I admire Nat Geo so much for all the work that you've done and all the people that you've inspired over the years. People who, and you know, especially with kids, and it happened with me. I was inspired to move from Northern Michigan and out of the blue and telling my parents, I'm moving to England. I mean, they thought it was crazy. But that was all because of a Nat Geo book, and I was 11 years old, and I did it when I was 21 years old. I saved up enough money. I moved to England. Wow. Nat Geo inspires people. And this book, I hope that everybody will get this book. If you have a kid in your life, get this book. Even if you don't have a kid in your life, get this book. If you have a senior in your life who's in a senior's home, get this book. Every senior would love this book. It will, again, give hours and hours of joy. And as I always tell people, if you don't have a child in your life, buy a Nat Geo kids book and send it to a hospital, because the kids in hospitals need books. So again, Catherine, you know, I think you are amazing. You have found a job that is just gives you so much joy.
I do. It's wonderful. And I love hearing that when National Geographic has influenced people's lives. I love hearing that. I love hearing from our readers.
Well, I'm just, again, my love to all of you, everyone over at Nat Geo, and to all the photographers. And I get such a kick out of them, and I love to think of the day that, you know, they're given an assignment, and somebody says to them, go to New Guinea and get a picture. I think, oh my goodness, that's my job. You know, kids out there, grow up to work for Nat Geo, either as an editor, as a writer, as somebody who writes quizzes, or as a photographer, because you will have fun every day of your life.
We sure do.
Again, Catherine Williams, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper. You brought joy to me, and I will have hours of fun with this book. And everybody, really, get this book. Nat Geo books are priced so that you can afford them. And they are, I will tell you one thing, you will never see a Nat Geo book in a garage sale. People hold on to them. They become books that you save and save and save. And as I always say, also turn them into yearbook style and have your friends and family write little notes at the front of the book. Becomes a family heirloom.
Yeah.
Okay, so bye-bye, and I'll have you back soon, okay?
All right, it's been a pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye now, Catherine, bye. Fantastic. You have to get this book. I'm telling you, just every adult, I think everybody in America, you would feel so much better, and you would, there's something about this, all their books, but particularly this book, because you see the photographs, and you say to yourself, nature is so fantastic. We should protect it. We should think about it. We should live our lives, and we should do exciting things and go to some of these places. Go to New Guinea and see some of these animals. Travel around. Live your life. Get off of those devices. Just find the joy. And you be inspired by a Nat Geo book. And this one is called Weird But True World 2024. It's a wonderful, wonderful book. A brilliant book. I love it. Bye-bye now.